views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I want to begin today by honoring Maya Angelou. We've been so blessed to have had Maya inspiring us for so many years. I remember seeing her at a conference in Seattle many years ago. I think it was an event we had here before the UN World Conference in Beijing. So that would have been 1995. And I remember she shared a story. It's really stuck with me. And when she was young, a younger woman, that someone called her ugly. And that is so far from the truth. She was beautiful inside and out. She knew who she was. She wasn't afraid to share her true self, to speak with honesty, dignity, and grace. And she spoke to everyone. Her phenomenal woman touched us all. I remember there was a time we read that at Woman of Wisdom. I think it might have been at an opening ceremony. And just hearing it, you can feel every woman standing taller and feel that sense that all of us are phenomenal. And then her poem, Still I Rise, and she rose in circumstances most of us don't experience and proves that we can all rise and create a life that makes an impact on others. So many gifted words and words that will live on forever. So thank you, Maya, for giving your gifts to the world. And speaking of someone who gives their gifts to the world, we have another wise woman on the show today is Deva Haley Mitchell. Haley Mitchell is the co-founder of the Shift Network and founder of the Inspiring Women Summit, which has served over 80,000 women from more than 160 countries. Through her work with individual clients as well as her teachings through the Soulful Woman Wisdom School, Deva offers deeply experiential and transformative programs that guide hundreds of people to connect more deeply with spirit. Deva also acts as a volunteer music director at the San Quentin Prison's Parallel Play Project, using the power of drama therapy to transform the lives of long-term inmates. And she has volunteered for different programs in Africa, which I'd love for her to talk about with us on the show. Deva is also a musician. She fuses East and West with groovy, danceable tunes, and her debut album, Sacred Alchemy, aims to reawaken and liberate the many dimensions of the sacred feminine. And I've had her on the show before where we shared some of that music with our audience. So you can learn more about Deva Haley Mitchell and her offerings at her website is www.deva.com, D-E-V-A-A. So welcome, Deva.
Hi there, Chris. Nice to be back with you again here.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right because it's so easy to get my vowels mixed up.
You got it right. Deva. Yep.
Deva. Okay. So you work a lot with women, support them to reconnect with their spiritual depths, unleash the leadership gifts. That's something that we have in common. And yes. And so first, I want you to share your journey. What drew you to this work? Because I know this is a calling for you.
Well, there's many things that have drawn me to this work. Are you speaking specifically about the divine feminine work or the success work or all of it?
Well, the divine feminine, that's our, you know, Voices of Women, that's kind of our arena here.
Well, I think, you know, what really has drawn me deeply to this path of the sacred feminine, which is where I am spending most of my time and energy, and my work is really focused on that arena, is I think I am someone, probably like you and many of our listeners, who was really quite influenced by the masculine growing up, and including, you know, how did I think I could create a good life for myself? And I think for all of us growing up in more Western-dominated cultures, we spend our time and our energy, many of us, pursuing lives that have been kind of defined by that model of success as well. And I found myself as being someone who, you know, went the straight and narrow path of working very hard in school and ended up going to very prestigious schools and getting prestigious awards, and then went on to have a prestigious job at a management consulting company. And what I realized along this whole pathway was that I was not very happy. I wasn't very joyful. And I remember feeling at times like kind of a dried up husk. Like I was doing all the right things. I was following the rules sort of that had been set up for me by my family and also by the educational system that I came out of. But my spirit and certainly my feminine felt kind of dried out, and there was this sense that there was more to life, and also that the people around me, not just myself, but the women in particular around me, when I looked at them, they didn't seem very vibrant, they didn't seem very radiant, they didn't seem very joyful, and for me, the whole system as it was being set up just really wasn't the life that I wanted to live on the inside. On the outside, I think a lot of things looked really good for me, but on the inside, I felt pretty exhausted and depleted, and really was hungry for exploring, though I was in a female body, like what does it really mean to immerse in the feminine? And I'd been always on a deep path of spiritual exploration since I was in college, and I was the person in my college class who was going to the Buddhist retreats on the weekend, and I went and studied at ashrams during college, and I was on that path from an early age. But it was interesting. They sometimes say that, you know, you come to the most important thing comes to you last, because I studied Hinduism and I studied Buddhism deeply, and I came from a Christian Science background and actually ended up studying to be an interfaith minister. But the piece that came to me last, which is really now the place that's the deepest focus for me, is the deep sacred feminine work, and I do that work largely by diving into feminine archetypes and really giving people a place to explore the archetypes. For those who aren't as familiar, would be the archetype of the mother, the archetype of the queen, the archetype of the compassionate one, or the Aphrodite, who's more sensual, or the wild woman. So really opening this gamut of, wow, there's this whole huge spectrum of the feminine, and I realized for myself and for now the many thousands of women that we serve in our programs that most of us have been painting from a very limited set of colors of the feminine, and there's this whole range that's available. And so as I started diving in more deeply, I found myself just expanding who I know myself to be, and then my joy quotient was going up at the same time, and my creativity got unleashed at the same time, and really realized that I want to be a stand for women doing that deep soul work. But now the next evolution that I'm working on is really, you know, how do we express that in the world, not just in our internal landscape, but in how we show up as leaders and how we show up and create a new model for the feminine and also for success from a more feminine perspective.
Well, I like it that, you know, you're saying that from the feminine perspective, because, and then even your archetype terms, I remember I did a teleclass on we do circle leadership at Woman of Wisdom. And when you talk about leaders, there's these terms, and well, something I'm becoming more aware of is that we're kind of living in this, even our language is patriarchal. It's mm-hmm. masculine terms. It's, you know, we define ourselves through this lens of our language even. And so women like yourself, and I'm finding this too now for myself, we're claiming our own words. You know, you're talking about archetypes that are feminine archetypes, and women to be in that feminine flow and allow themselves to be that, we can then define ourselves through our own feminine lens, instead of what is what our culture has out there. And so the work that you do is very important. And how do you see women, because you lead classes in this, how do you see women transform themselves through that?
Well, usually most women that we work with, we have kind of shorter 7-week programs, but the heart of what we do is for people who are really wanting to take a longer journey, a 7 to 9 month journey usually with us or independently. But what I find is that there's usually, you know, people might come with an outer goal, even something in the world that they want to create in their life. And there's this process that happens of how do we, or who do we need to be on the inside? What is the depth and the presence and the fullness and the charisma that we need to show up with as women, and what is the inner work that needs to happen in order for us to be the women we want to be, need to be, we're born to be, in order to really manifest on the outer world some of the deeply held visions and dreams. And so it really depends on the woman. The process is not a cookie cutter path at all. It's a very deep inner mystery school, really. It's a kind of ancient wisdom school that we've put into a very modern context. But really, for each woman, it's about living into the different archetypes. So I've seen, for example, a woman who was in our program that I remember, I'll call her Jennifer for now. She has given me permission for her story, but I want to keep her name confidential. But she came into our programs as someone who was a mom whose children had grown up, and you know, she was feeling a little bit of the empty nest feeling. She was formerly a psychotherapist, but in her heart of hearts, she had always longed to be an artist, but always thought, which, you know, any of you who are thinking, who are listening might have a similar experience. You know, she always felt like she wasn't really good enough. She didn't have the talent. There were so many, you know, people much more skilled than her. But as she went through our programs, as we worked with one archetype called the muse, which is a lot about creativity and play and spontaneity, this artist in her got very unleashed. And some other women in the program actually saw some of the doodles that she was just making on the side of her papers as she was participating. And someone actually said to her, "Wow, your doodles are so beautiful. I would pay you for like that doodle that you made."
And that changed her life. We're going to have to go to our break right now, and we'll come back and talk more with Deva Haley Mitchell.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Deva Haley Mitchell, and she was just sharing a story of a woman who's been transformed from her the classes that she gives. And we had to end with that. But Deva, you were talking about how someone noticed her doodling and sort of awakened the artist in her.
Yeah, it was just really beautiful to witness that you know, someone who always had wanted to become an artist. We were talking about what happens as people tap in with the world of archetypes and the archetype of the muse, which is about that playful, creative, spontaneous part that we all have. And this woman had always wanted to be an artist, and as she really tapped into this archetype and started getting the support from the women around her of saying, God, your doodles are so beautiful, she went on to take painting classes, and before you know it, by the end of our program, which was a year long, she was creating these incredible goddess images that everyone in the group was wanting to buy, and now has a business where she's selling those images. And it's really powerful what happens when you're in a community of women supporting each other and also kind of harnessing some of those deeper energies like the archetypes to really forward your impulses towards what you're really here to do on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to talk a little bit about leadership, because I feel it's a very important thing for women to be stepping into leadership. And doesn't mean you have to lead a group, lead an organization. For me, it even means, you know, leading your own life towards mm-hmm. what your purpose is to be, and to
you can
share
be a
your
leader
purpose.
In your family, and, leader in your community. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that we can express our leadership, definitely.
Yeah. So, given you're working with a lot of women, what are you seeing in changes in leadership and for women now, and what mm-hmm. and what they are doing that's making an impact in changing our world?
Well, part of what I feel like is really happening now is that a lot of the values that have traditionally not been as celebrated are really becoming much more of interest. For example, a lot of the work that Daniel Goldman's done around emotional intelligence, which is something women innately have a lot of emotional intelligence. It's something that hasn't been as valued as much in the past, but now it's very hot, and there's a lot of buzz about, you know, how important emotional intelligence is, not just for, you know, the family life, but really in business. And there's a lot of business work that's going on around, you know, the emotional intelligence and how do you increase your emotional intelligence. But I think that's pointing to really a deeper topic, which is a lot about who women are being. Who are each of us being while we're doing whatever we're doing? I'm looking right now in my own work a lot about success and how do we define success. And from the more masculine viewpoint, I was actually even just looking it up recently. I was saying, you know, how does the dictionary define success? And the dictionary defines it as the accomplishment of one's goals, so very externally oriented, or the second definition was the attainment of wealth, position, honors, or the like. And so as women have stepped into leadership, I think traditionally there's been this sense of it's very, you know, externally oriented, accomplishing your goals and, you know, getting status, position, financial gain. And that's kind of been a lot of the milieu of leadership and success. I think these two are very tied together. And now what I'm seeing happen with more and more women in our courses, but also around me, is really a re-looking at, you know, what is success for me as a woman if I'm not defining it externally by the vision or the goals that my family instilled in me or my culture or society. What is really important to me? And I know that this has been a big shift that's gone on in my own life as well. As I realized, I think I was saying earlier in this session, a lot of the way I was raised and what I was trained to do and how I was working in corporate America really wasn't serving me. And it wasn't, at the end of the day, I didn't feel joy. I didn't feel that sense of meaning. I didn't have as much of a sense of connection with the people that I was working with or my community, and there was this sense of longing that I had. And I think now what we have the opportunity to do, and I'm actually leading a whole course on that, is really in revision what does success really look like as we step into leadership in our own life now, if we have the opportunity to not just take on what we were given, but really look deeply at what does bring us joy. And it may not be the things we imagined. It may not be climbing the corporate ladder, and it may not be having more financial wealth. It may be something as simple as, you know, having a very flexible schedule and being able to go to a yoga class in the middle of the day. Or success might be having the time that you can really spend cultivating deeper friendships with those around you, or spending more time with your kids. Or for me, a part of my vision of success right now is, you know, getting to bring forward work, much like you are, Chris, through our Inspiring Women Summit, which is happening right now. By the way, it's a big online event that's going on with, as I said, there's been over 80,000 women involved. You can check it out at inspiringwomensummit.com. But that, for me, is part of my success model, where I get to be around the kinds of women that are inspiring me and be in dialogue with them and be expanding myself on a weekly basis. So the whole vision of what success is and how I want my life to look has really shifted as I've given myself permission to really recreate my own model for that.
Yeah, that's great. And I just, you know, I had a question and you kind of talked about it, but, you know, what of us, I think we have to go inside that. What makes a feminine model? I mean, sometimes we kind of draw a blank, like, well, how do I create that? And it's again, as always, when we do our personal inner work of just checking inside ourselves of what we, I love when you're saying what brings you joy. I sort of have a vision of bringing my work to companies that may need a new model of leadership, of circle leadership, collaborative leadership. And yet part of me just goes, well, do I want to be in that environment? I left that environment 30 years ago. And sharing with friends, I got excited about something and they're all going, you should do that. Look at the passion you have with that, you know, and you feel that excitement and you just go, yeah.
Yeah. I think that the feminine model, well, it's different for every person because every woman is different, but I think it has a lot more to do with joy, has a lot more to do with connection, and has a lot more to do with meaning. Those are three things that most women at a certain point in their lives are really looking for at a deep level. But as I've been working with this more deeply, I realize that if you take the letters of the word success and you break it down, every letter of that word is actually an important ingredient to creating this new vision of success for yourself. So I always start with the first S for me represents source. And so, you know, creating success in my life, the foundation of it is how do I create what is the source of my success? How do I create a foundation every day where I'm really connecting deeply with my own deeper self, where I'm connecting with spirit, where I'm connecting with nature, and having that as the foundation? that creates kind of, it's like even if the waves are big in the ocean of my life, it's like this calming force. And so for each of you out there, as you're looking at creating more success in your life, starting with, you know, what are the practices that most feed you and connect you to source every day as a starting point? And then the next letter, the U, is understanding yourself and understanding what does bring you joy. And even for those listening, I would invite you just to stop for a moment now and even just think about if you knew you couldn't fail, how would you be spending your precious time on this earth at this time? And if there weren't limitations around how much money you have or how much money you need to be making or how old you are or how young you are or what you look like, again, how would you choose to be spending your energy if there weren't limitations? And just letting yourself, just for a minute, just feel into those questions. And then just finally, what does bring you deep joy? And then actually one more question I'd ask is, what are the skills that you have that people deeply value? Might be something you're paid for, but might be something that is just a hobby, but that you know other people value and see you in your leadership in that. And so when you take those things together, and this is something that usually I would do when I had a longer time with people to really explore, but as you go home from this interview, I would invite you just to really think about those things, because those are really important kind of signposts pointing you in the direction of, you know, what is it that the deeper part of you, the soul part, really is here at this time on this planet to be and to do, and how can you begin to align your life and your vision of success much more deeply with those signposts and those markers.
Yes, that's great for, I hope people wrote down those questions and they can spend time with them, because that's really going deep and within and finding, you know, those answers inside yourself of understanding who you are, what your gifts are, what brings you joy, and how you can share that with the world. Well, we're going to go on to our second segment break now, and we will come back in a minute and talk more with Deva Haley Mitchell.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
It's mayhem at Central Auto Group, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. During the month of May, drive away your choice of a Ford Focus, Mazda 6, Hyundai Sonata, or Volkswagen Passat for just $179 per month with zero money down, zero payments for the first 2 months, and 0% financing. That's right, 0, 0, 0 all month long at Central. Central is the only place where you can shop Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen at one location.
The biggest selection, over 600 vehicles.
Central. Central guarantees you the lowest price, or we give you $2,000. Open 7 days a week. Remember, it's zero money down, zero payments for the first 2 months, and 0% financing during Mayhem at Central. Drive a little and save a lot. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. Monthly payments starting at $179 per month. See dealer for details.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low 53 and a passing shower possible. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 65. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0 and register now.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that was Lorraine Bay singing Pray Like a Woman, a very fitting for our topic today. It's one way to find the joy within yourself. And that's on our Women of Wisdom CD, which you can purchase on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. And also, just for this moment, I just want to share last chance to buy a Pampering Day ticket. If you're in the Seattle area, there's only a few tickets left. There's a morning time or afternoon time. Just go to womenofwisdom.org and look at programs. Under that link, there will be the Pampering Day. So last chance to buy the very few tickets that are left. And it's a great way to nourish yourself and be with other women and just hang out and do what we're talking about today, being with, you know, making connections with women. So, David, why don't you give your contact information, websites, or however you want people to be able to reach you and find out about various things?
Sure, great. So for those of you who have been listening, nice to have you with me. So let's see. The main things that you might be interested in, one is my own website, which is devaa.com, deva.com. And if you go to my website /gifts, which is devaa.com/gifts, you can sign up to get an e-book that I'm putting together on this topic. It's a workbook, really, about crafting a feminine vision of success and your own personal vision of success. So if you click the box when you sign up as part of my e-zine, you will get that as soon as it's ready. And you'll also get a presentation I've done on birthing your soul's calling. I think that's something important for all of us women at this time, is to be empowered to do that. So I have a presentation on that, as well as a guided meditation on expanding your radiance and clearing your blocks. And there's also a piece of music. You mentioned, Chris, that I'm a musician. It's called Birth of a New Way. So you get that little package immediately when you sign up for my e-zine, but you also, if you click the ebook thing, you'll get the information about this topic we're talking about today, the feminine model of success, when that ebook's ready.
Well, that's great. People, and that, you know, to have a workbook like that, that people can do that on their own time at home and really, you know, sit with it. That's great.
It does take some time. Yeah. And I think so that's a resource that will be available. It's connected to a new course I've got coming out at the end of June. It starts on June 24th on the feminine path of success. So for those who want to dive much deeper, that's an opportunity to do a lot of different pieces around all this. The other thing I think you wanted me to mention, Chris, was if anyone is interested in the Inspiring Women Summit, it's a conversation going on right now for the next several weeks. We have a couple of speakers every week, and the subtitle is Blazing Sacred Paths Towards Extraordinary Lives. So we have women that are really soul-filled women talking about everything from spirituality to, you know, how do you live your happiest, most passionate life? What is feminine embodiment all about? How do we create financial abundance while we're really living our soul path? And you can find out about all that at inspiringwomensummit.com. It's a free series going on through June 19th. So if you're interested, love to have you join us there.
Yeah, and that's great. And you have great speakers there and people who have really been doing this work. And so I know it's worthwhile to sign up and listen to these great women who are, you know, forging the way for us. And, you know, when we see other women doing it, it becomes possible for all of us.
Definitely.
You know, we realize our potential too when we can see others doing it.
Right. And it's not actually just about, you know, listening to speakers. That's a big part of it. But we also encourage breakout groups and places for people to network and connect with each other afterwards. We've got a really active site on Facebook. It's facebook.com/inspiringwomensummit, where people are dialoguing. So I see the women who are speaking as conversation starters, but then really it's about you continuing that conversation with the own women in your own lives in the breakout groups. And again, if you go to inspiringwomensummit.com, that's where you can learn all about it and see all the speakers. And yeah, we have about 3 weeks left in the series for this year.
Well, that's great. So we were talking about the model for feminine success.
That's
and
right.
You had given us so far S for Source, about connecting our cultivating our connection to Source. And then you talked about the U was understanding ourselves and what brings us joy. And you led us through a beautiful exercise of these questions. And if people want to I suppose that might be in your ebook, in your,
exactly.
your workbook, but also people can go to the archives of the radio show and listen to this again and tap into that, which is usually up in a few days on our website, on my show, on transformationtalkradio.com. So
okay.
Next letter is C. Tell us about C.
So the next C is for career. And that's really, you know, whatever you're doing with your life energy. It could be that you're, you know, working in the world. It could be that you're dedicating yourself to certain projects or even volunteering. But for most of us, as we think about success, career has something to do with it. And how are we lined up with that? How is the way we're spending our time every day really aligned or not aligned, and taking a deeper look at that. And, you know, why are we doing what we're doing? Is it because, you know, it's what we're trained for? Is it we're doing it for the money? And there's not really a good or bad to it, but it's really to assess, you know, am I really in my career of choice? And your career could be you're a homemaker and you're raising your children, but whatever that is, to just really ask yourself the question, and again, you know, what would I be doing with my time and my energy if it wasn't purely about earning a paycheck, or wasn't just, you know, doing what I was trained for in grad school or however you were trained, but really to look at, am I satisfied with my career, and to be willing to ask yourself that question. So that's the first C for career. And the Inspiring Women Summit has become a big part of my career now. And, it brings me so much joy on a daily basis as I'm participating with these women and then dialoguing with all the participants and answering their questions on Facebook. It's really fulfilling. So how can your own career be as life-affirming and soul-affirming as possible? And then the second C is for community. And to really look at, you know, who are the critical people in your community, including your most intimate community, which is your family, either your blood family or your chosen family, but really what is the quality of the relationships that you've cultivated there? Are there places in your community where you need to clean things up, where there's relationships that are out of alignment or have fallen out of integrity in some way? Or also, one of the things I've learned as I've gone more deeply into the success work is, if you want to know who you are and what your life will most be like, you look at the five people you spend the most time with. And are you surrounding yourself with a community of people who are really resonant with who you want to be, who you want to show up as in the world? And it's very connected, actually, to the next letter in this series, which is the E, which is energy flows. Are you surrounding yourself with people that are really bringing you energy and bringing you life force, or are you surrounding yourself with people who are draining your energy? And there's sometimes a painful process we need to go through, realizing that at times we graduate from certain relationships in our life, whether that's a friendship or at some times that might be a marriage, but really evaluating those relationships and the energy flows. If the energy is flowing, you know, you're giving way more to a particular relationship than you're receiving, or you're working extremely hard for a very limited amount of money. You know, all of these different things are just energy flows, whether it's love energy or green energy in the form of money, and just paying close attention to, because your energy is your source of power. And to really step into being successful, you do want to be in a powerful seat within yourself and tracking those energy flows and the places where you're leaking energy in a big way, or it's flowing much more one direction than the other, needs to be looked at and brought into right alignment. So that's the E of the process. And I know this is probably something in your work. I know you do so much community work, Chris, and I'm sure that's something that you have to, you know, be assessing all the time. Any of the different events that you're doing, is what you're putting into it requisite with the value that's coming back to you?
Oh, that's so true. And it's important to identify when you're going over that boundary and what you need. Oftentimes just needing to ask for help. And specifically, you know, and then it can be such a relief to have somebody come and, well, okay, I'll come help, even just to come help do it with you, relieves you of that energy drain.
Yeah, exactly. And when the energy is drained, that's when you go into the first, the last S's, which is self-care. And I know I was just talking with you about this, Chris, you've got this big pampering day coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I was asking you before, saying, so how are you going to pamper yourself? How are you going to care for yourself after you care for all these women who are going to get this great experience at your event? It's really important that you, being a giver, also receive and care for yourself deeply.
Well, I may just go to my local spa and hop into a hot tub on Saturday night.
That's a great thing. Yeah. I mean, for all of us to look at what is your self-care practice, and I think it seems like a luxury, but really, yeah, if we're doing a lot in the world, it's something that's actually required.
Yep. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back and talk more with Deva.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we are talking with Deva Haley Mitchell today. She's the founder of the Inspiring Women Summit. And we were just talking about the success model for women, and we were on the S's. We just finished up with self-care. And that is such an important one that we forget about, because we do get, women particularly, we take care of everybody else before ourselves. We're one taking care of the family, one taking care of the home. And we have to, I think you have to set time on your calendar. This is time for me.
Yes, definitely. Oh, yeah. If it does, if you don't do that, it often doesn't happen. And I'm just curious for you, Chris, since you do a lot of work with women yourself, what is one of your favorite self-care rituals that you find really works for you?
Well, I pretty much take a bath every night and I read.
Mm-hmm.
I read in the bathtub, often fall asleep reading in the bathtub and then go to bed and read. But I love to read. And my husband and I like to go to movies, and I like going on walks and get me in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. The bath is really a great place. I have to say that's one of my self-care rituals too. And for me, it's a bath that includes a lot of Epsom salt, sometimes bubble bath, candlelight, and great music that really inspires my soul. And I let myself stay in there for, you know, sometimes up to an hour as a real luxuriate. And one thing for those of you listening that I might recommend is sometimes I like to imagine, as we spoke earlier before, I work a lot with archetypes, and one of the archetypes is the archetype of the mother. So I like to imagine my own version of a great cosmic mother, you know, someone who can just wrap her arms around me. And as I'm floating in the bathtub, I just imagine that I'm in the arms of this great cosmic mother who's just holding me as I'm holding so many things going on in the world, just to imagine that she's just holding me and I'm just in her arms, feeling the warmth of the bath and feeling the bubbles and the music and just letting myself really take in this deep space of nurturance for, you know, I'd say give yourself at least 20 minutes to just breathe in and let yourself be fed by the smells of the bubbles, or sometimes I put aromatherapy drops in the water. Let myself be fed by the smells, or if you put herbs in the water, you can put rosemary or roses in the water. And something that sounds as simple as a nightly bath can really turn into a very deep base of deep self-care. So that's one tidbit for those of you listening under that.
Yeah, and it's also very healing. I find when I'm going through transitions or healing experiences, there's a need for me to go in the water. It's like it brings me back to my body, you know, mm-hmm. being in water. In fact, I dreamed last night riding, like, it's like with surfers, but a huge, huge wave. And either, you know how you dive into the wave underneath so it goes by you? But I did mm-hmm. that, but then I was on top of the wave, still riding it, going into shore. It was a huge wave, and that was really amazing.
Sounds like a fun dream. Yay.
Anyway, so moving on to this last S is
the last
about
S.
service, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And so the final S is really inviting yourself to ask, what is your life in service to? And as you're listening, just feel for a moment what rises up from your belly and your heart. What is your life in service to right now? And perhaps what do you want your life to be in service to? And I heard a quote when I was growing up that was, it stayed with me deeply. I don't even know who said the quote, but it really stuck with me. And it was, to those to whom much is given, much is expected. And I've held that quote, and I feel like I am someone to whom much has been given. And so much is expected. And the way that I feel the expectation is, you know, how do I really give back? And I know that my life is deeply in service to women everywhere. But I've also felt the call that, you know, my life is about giving back to those who need or want that deep feminine energy. And so I opened my heart and said, you know, where does that energy most want to flow? Where are people most needing it? And when I listened deeply, I found myself being led to prisons, working with, you know, groups that are really not my normal, like, because I work a lot with women. I started working with men who are inmates, long-term prisoners, and found that because there are no women and the men are locked up for many decades on end, the only women they really have any contact with are people that come in and lead groups. And so felt deeply moved to be of service and bringing the divine feminine to the men in prison through expressive arts theater project that I'm involved in. And it has been such a beautiful gift to see these men who, you know, I was afraid of going in because they are, you know, they're there because they do have a criminal record. But to see how open and receptive and joyful and playful and how much that energy nurtures and heals, and just the friendships and the heart connection has been really, really tremendous. So I've done that in addition to some of the projects that I've worked on overseas. I spend time working in Africa. Most recently, I was in Ethiopia working with a group called the Gracias Foundation that has a program in conjunction with an orphanage called A-Hope of kids with HIV that are in Ethiopia. And I love doing projects like that. And when I was there, I was training the caregivers, and really looking with them at some of the same model, the S of self-care, you know, people who are caring for hundreds of children with HIV, you can imagine that they have a pretty high level of burnout. And so really working with them around very simple self-care rituals and spiritual practices that could sustain them. And as all of us, so those of you who are listening, if you're someone who does do a lot of service, that these S's go hand in hand, because for us to serve deeply others, our own cup needs to be full. We can't serve another from an empty cup, because there's nothing to pour. We have to fill our own cup, and then from our full cup we can pour and serve others. And so that's some of the work that I've been doing in my own service. And I've decided that I love doing, you know, once a year, every few years, a big international project where I can go and give several weeks in depth. But it's also been really powerful to have an opportunity where I can be engaged every week, which is something I can do at the prisons. I don't work there the whole year, but I take on a certain chunk of the year when we're working with these inmates who are writing stories about their lives. Through there's a collaboration between, I live in California, so there's a collaboration happening between the Marin Shakespeare Company and San Quentin Prison, and they have a special project that's called the Parallel Play Project, where these men are writing stories about their own lives based on some of the themes from Shakespeare. And so I act in the plays and support the men and do a lot of counseling as they're sharing stories of their lives, very painful stories of their lives usually. And I've been so moved as I've heard the stories of these inmates and thought that they were different than me. These are criminals. But as I've heard their stories, it's really broken my heart open to realize, wow, if I came from a similar background that many of these men did, then perhaps I could be behind bars too. If I had endured what they did, perhaps I would have also been moved to do some sort of violence. So it's been hugely expanding for my heart and for compassion for those that I've labeled as separate.
Yeah, and that's great work. And thank you for sharing that, because it's very, not easy, but very rewarding. And we're going to have to end now. I'm just so grateful for you to be on the show today.
Thank you so much. I really have loved being here.
Yeah, and everyone, again, check out her website, deva.com, D-E-V-A-A.com, and Inspiring Women's Summit, or Inspiring Women's Summit?
InspiringWomenSummit.com.
Check those out. And you'll get a lot more wise words from all the women that are at the summit. So anyway, I will look forward to checking that out myself and getting in, listening to some of the talks there. So I'm Chris Stainis, founder of Women of Wisdom. And remember, we have our pampering day tomorrow. I have my Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's also an inspiring book of many, many stories and articles from our presenters and art who have been at Women of Wisdom over the years. And you can purchase that at womenofwisdom.org. And I look forward to being with you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for?
What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.